hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
I pay attention to the light outside, how it moves through the sky. It's my info online. I hear the trees with the wind blowing through, and the signal is clear, telling me what to do. I can read the writing in the sky.
For many of you listening today, when I say the Cowsills, you think of their hit songs, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, We Can Fly, Indian Lake, and Hair. Well, the rest of you have no clue how huge this family was. They had four hit records in the 60s, top 40 hits, five albums between 67 and 71. They were on Ed Sullivan twice, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They were on American Bandstand, even had their own comic book for a while. But after imploding from within, the Cowsills broke up in 1972, got back together in 78 and 93 to record some music. And even recently in Grand Island at the Nebraska State Fair, performing for the Happy Together Tour with the Turtles and the Classics Four, the Association, the Vogues, along with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Cowsills are out right now with their first album in nearly 30 years, and it is my pleasure to be joined on Lincoln Live with Paul Cowsill.
And hey, Dale. Hey, Lincoln, Nebraska. How y'all doing today?
What pleases you about this album?
What pleases me about this album is that the Cowsills as a band, we lost Bill, we lost Barry, our other brothers, and we went ahead and put my son Brendan and Bob's son Ryan in the band, and we've been working for about 18 years as a band and going on tours and doing that whole thing. And then, gosh, we were on the Happy Together Tour, Dale, and me and Bob and Susan, we just started writing these songs late at night when everybody was sleeping on the bus. We'd be up and we'd start writing these songs, and after we got them written, we went, oh my gosh, now we got to record them, because that's what writers do.
You mentioned the loss of Bill and Barry, and I want to talk about Barry for just a little bit later on in the conversation, but the Cowsills are still a family band, albeit an extended family band.
Absolutely. We kind of got a next generation going.
Yeah.
And little did we know that would really ever happen. I never expected my son to be in my band, probably, and Ryan and Brendan probably never expected to be in a band with their dads, but that's the way it is. And we told the kids, hey, you're with your family, get over it. We played with our family forever, and it's a great thing, though, and it's great to have this band being the band that went in and recorded Rhythm of the World.
Now, if I've done my math correctly, Paul, you were 16 in 1967?
67, I was, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's when you joined in.
Yeah.
You're coming up on another birthday. You mind if I say 71?
You can say 71, because we all know that's the new 50.
Well, I just said it, so I can't take it back.
Yeah.
Musically, what was easier for you back then, and what is easier for you today?
I think what was easy for us back then was that we were little kids. We were pretty much directed to most everything we were going to do, but we loved it. We loved being together. We, on stage, really, for us, even in our 70s, it is our most comfortable place in the universe, is right up there on stage. And this band that we have right now feels no different. And we are a good band, a good live band, and we've been touring with these guys for 18 years, and we're just so happy that they were able to record this album with us.
Paul Cowsill joining me today. Paul, you get your choice. Pull another track from Rhythm of the World, and I'll spin it for the listeners.
I'll tell you, Lend a Hand is a beautiful song. And, you know, it's so funny, Dale, but when we were kids, there was all this conflict in the world, you know? There was the Bay of Pigs, let's say, and, you know, and civil rights, and then we had Vietnam, and just tumultuous times in the United States. And little did we know when we were going to do this album that the world would be in the same spot. but we're older now, and we feel as though we can do some songs that just lend a message, you know. Lend a Hand is about, can you love your fellow man, you know? Can we love each other? It's just not that hard to do. And then we have a juxtaposition song on the album called Nuclear Winter, so we can either have Rhythm of the World or a nuclear winter.
Well, this is Lend a Hand from the album Rhythm of the World, the Cowsills on Lincoln Live.
Can you love your fellow man? Lend a Hand.
I have Paul Kelso with me. That was Lend a Hand from Rhythm of the World, the latest effort from the Cowsills, their first album in nearly 30 years. Earlier, you mentioned Barry. Didn't survive Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in 05. I'm curious, Paul, with Hurricane Ida still fresh on everybody's mind, having made a mess out of Florida, to what extent does a hurricane event take you back to September 2nd?
Yeah, that hurricane, Katrina, was incredible. Yeah. And, you know, we lost Barry. We lost, actually, Dale, we lost track of Barry, because Barry, the day it hit, he was supposed to fly to L.A. and be with us, taking care of some of his issues that he had. And he was ready to go. He had his ticket, and then we never heard from him again. We got one call from him. Oh, this makes me sad. We got a call from him saying he was ready to go. Somebody come and get me. Mm-hmm. And it told us that he had no idea what was happening around him and what was building and building. And so Katrina, the song, was a hard one. It's a hard one to record. It was a hard one to sing. And it was a hard one for Bob to write. You know, we all knew something that had to be written about Katrina. And Bob took his pen up and he penned that song. And I mean, it's crazy. That song gets me every time. You can hear the ocean roar. Mm-hmm. Not to be weird about the lyrics, but, you know, you could really hear it in the track. And Russ, our drummer, my brother-in-law, he just created a storm of percussion. And that song came out, and we're very happy with it. And Bob was approaching writing it, and he was struggling, and then all of a sudden he says to me and Susan that Barry just came in and took over. And so, you know, Barry wrote that song, Bob says, not Bob.
Well, I'm very appreciative of Bob's effort and yours and the rest of the family in cooperating for the documentary Family Band, The Cowsill Story. Watched it a couple of times with my wife, because that's music of our era. But I came away wondering how your dad, he was the band's manager, how he could fire Bill from the band. I can sort of get my mind around that, Paul, but couldn't for the life of me understand how he could fire Bill from the family.
You know, my dad was just a knee-jerk kind of guy. You know, it could have been a bad day for Dad.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. We, you know, he... You know, it all happened because Artie Kornfeld, who produced the Cowsills and produced The Rain of the Park and other things, just was talking to Bill about pot. And my dad got wind of it, and he fired Artie, who was our George Martin, and then fired Bill. I can see it in my head still. Dad coming, we were on our way to a tour, and he took all of Bill's guitars out of the station wagon that was taking us to the airport, smashed them all on the road. He looks to Bob and says, teach Paul the keyboards. And so we all moved up. Bob left keyboards, moved to guitar, and Bill stayed. Barry moved from bass to guitar. It was crazy. Mm. And it all had to be done instantly because of my dad's craziness.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Bill was the lead singer, right? So when he's gone, now Bob has to pick it up.
Right. And he was more than that. He was the glue. You know, he was the ramrod. Bill was letting everybody know what had to happen and where this needed to go. And when we lost Bill, we lost that direction a bit, you know. But Bob stepped up. You know, we had some good albums after that. But it never really sat well with us kids, ever.
Now, Paul Kelso joining me on the conversation here. Before I ran out of time, connect the dots between Carl Reiner and the Cowsills recording Hair.
Well, the Cowsills back then were a clean-cut family band, short hair, wearing tuxedos every now and then, not very cool. And Carl got a hold of us and asked us if we would take on the song Hair. And, you know, when we did it, the play hadn't been successful yet. We didn't really even know about the play. We were told we were doing a television show. It was called The Wonderful World of Pizzazz by Harper's Bazaar magazine. And Carl Reiner was the star of the show, and he called us and said, guys, I want you to put wigs on, I want you to dress up like hippies, and I want you to do this song called Hair. And then they let us know that it was going to be camera angles, and so Bill sings the first verse, I sing the second verse, A part of that, Bob comes on with the B part of that, and then Barry and John come on with theirs, and then Susan goes, and spaghetti. And those were all camera angles. So we never even gave it much of a mind until all of a sudden everybody started going, wow, that's kind of a cool song, that's kind of a cool song. So we went to MGM. They said, absolutely not. You're not putting this out. Well, we were in Chicago at WLS. We had an acetate of it. The guy, the disc jockey there, goes, hey, let me put this on, see if anybody knows who it is. If anybody can guess who it is, we'll give them a T-shirt. And then that song exploded, and MGM was forced to start making a lot of copies, like 8 million.
The video was such a non-Cowsill video. I love it. I love the looks on your face. You kind of got a scruffy, non-shaving look going there, and it's so cool. I like the video.
Thank you.
We're out of time, Paul. I know you got another interview or two behind me here, so I'm going to let you go. Paul Cowsill is joining members not only of his immediate family, but the extended family, too, releasing their first album in nearly 30 years, Rhythm of the World. What's a good song to take us out?
A good song to take you out? I'll tell you what really is great is Hawks on the Line. That's a good song.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Thanks, everybody, for being here with me on Lincoln Live.
Thank you, Lincoln, and thank you, Dale.
When my mind turns me home down that old palm road, I remember those days, how we felt.